This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal.
I'm going to coin a phrase here. The Weinstein List. Men in prominent positions who've been accused of sexual harassment and fundamentally abuse of power. Weinstein, Spacey, Oreskes, now today two others. The New York Times has published allegations by five women against the comedian Louis C.K. And getting into national politics for the first time, the Washington Post reports four women say Alabama Republican Senate candidate Roy Moore sexually touched them, that's the paper's words, when they were teenagers. Moore, in a statement, called the story outlandish. But here in California, more than 140 women from all sides of the political spectrum signed an open letter published in the Los Angeles Times last month alleging sexual harassment at the state capitol. Jody Hicks is a principal at the Sacramento lobbying firm Damari Brown Hicks and Kessler. She was also one of the first signatories of that letter that was published. Jody, welcome to the program.
Thank you. Happy to be here.
You've been in and around politics and the legislative process for a good long while, right?
Yeah, more than 15 years.
How long did it take before you had an incident of whatever severity and you said, you know what, this is not cool?
So what's interesting for me is I actually got into politics a little bit older than others. I was around 30 years old. Mm. So I will say I've had something happen to me at every industry that I've worked at. So it wasn't brand new in politics for me. It was different. But I would say maybe 2 weeks. And I will also say every woman I know has had something happen to them.
Every woman you know?
In every industry. Every woman I know.
There are a couple of things that make politics different, I guess, in a lot of ways. But one of the biggies, especially in this circumstance, is that there's no HR in politics. I mean, it's not like you can go to the human resources and say, hey, this happened to me.
Right. The human resources is what we call rules committee, which is a committee made up of other members. If you come forward and file a complaint, the rules committee, if you're a staffer in the building, that rules committee for the rest of your career is in charge of okaying a salary increase that you request, for instance. If you're a lobbyist and you file a claim, those committee members are members that you have to lobby later. So one thing that we can all have a good conversation is what is the appropriate way to file complaints, to talk about this issue, and it really should be an independent party. I think that hopefully is one of the policy changes that we can see.
About Sacramento specifically, are there changes in, I guess the phrase would be like complaint protocol or something. I mean, are there changes coming in the way these things get handled since this letter? Do you know?
Well, I know there's conversation about it, and the Senate has hired an outside consultants and outside firms to look at the policies and see if there needs to be changes. So there certainly is a discussion and conversation about how to move forward. And that's really the conversation that needs to happen.
Do you get that sense that it is? Is this a germinating moment here?
Yeah, I think there is change that's going to happen, and I think it will be for the better. But I think it's going to be uncomfortable along the way. And I'll tell you, our firm is women-owned. And just today, I actually heard from one of my clients that they had reached out with a member to talk about setting up a meeting and potentially drinks, which is where a lot of our meetings happen. And they had pause with meeting with our firm because some of the legislators had talked about no longer having drinks with women lobbyists.
Yeah, that would be just business terrible for you, wouldn't it?
Exactly, exactly. So certainly, clearly, there's going to be some ramifications for all of this. And it might be hard on my business. It might be better. I don't know. But there's no way to get through it and have change happen without having the conversation and doing the work.
Jody Hicks is a lobbyist up in Sacramento. She's a principal at the firm Damari Brown Hicks and Kessler. She is also a signatory to the letter about sexual harassment in the California State Legislature. Jody, thanks very much for your time.
Thank you very much for having me.